Free Your Mind with Moose Girl and Grimnir every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Oh, yeah, what's that surf music? This is a great time if you're out there surfing because, man, it's hot.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, welcome, everybody, to the Free Your Mind show here on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz on this Thursday evening, June 10, 2021. Yep, this is episode 14 of the Free Your Mind show. And the title of today's show is, There's a Lady Who's Sure All That Glitters Is Gold. Yeah, some of you may recognize that line. You recognize that line, Moose Girl?
Yep.
Yep, that comes from the song Stairway to Heaven by that band called Led Zeppelin.
Yep. The Mighty Zepp.
The Mighty Zepp. And I bring it up here tonight. Well, I'll tell you in a minute or three why I bring that up. But it's an old song, early 70s, 73, 72. When was that album come out?
1970, I think, wasn't it? Maybe they wrote it 1970.
It's Zeppelin 4, so I think it was 71 or 72, 73. I forget exactly when that album was released. Either way, Zeppelin 4, it was a freaking monster of an album. And so here's, I'll give you a little bit of the lyrics, not all of them, because it's got a lot of lyrics. But here it is from that album. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word, she can get what she came for. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. Because, you know, sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings, sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Now, I took a class back in high school. 10th grade. And during this class, it was taught by a guy named Rocky Reed. I assume that was his real name. I don't know. Anyway, he gave us kind of a breakdown of the song and what the song means. And I believe him over all. I mean, I've read over the past few weeks here all kinds of different analysis of the song, what the song's talking about. And they're all pretty close to the meaning, but none of them actually mention that the lady that they're talking about in the song is America, the United States of America. She is the lady that's sure that all that glitters is gold, and she's the one buying the stairway to heaven. And she knows if she goes somewhere and whatever it is she's looking for is not presently available, all she's got to do, that Miss America, this USA, and say, hey, I want this, whatever country she goes to, they will bend over backwards and send all of the people out to get whatever it is America wants. Now, of course, you have to look at this, again, from being an early 70s song.
Right.
It's a little different now with all the globalism that we didn't have so much back then. It goes on to say, there's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. Because, you know, sometimes words have two meanings. Like, if I go to the store and it says closed, that means the store is closed.
Yeah.
But if America goes to a country and they say, oh, no, we're not doing that anymore, she'll say, are you sure? And they will do whatever is required in order to get America that gold, all that glitters is gold, over there for whatever she wanted. Because at that point in time, you understand that
It was a lot like it is, like, going on right now with the civil unrest and all this stuff.
Well, right, but that was domestically. But on a global scale, America was not, I mean, unquestionably the powerhouse.
We were involved in Vietnam still at that point.
Oh, sure. But America was a powerhouse, and they had, I mean, economically and militarily.
Yep.
Obviously not ethically.
Right.
Not ethically. But, yeah, anyway, I came across some other meetings on this this one website, Song Meanings and Facts. And like I said, mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of sites that have various analysis of this here.
Right.
And a lot of them talk about the fact that it's a woman that, you know, she's greedy and she's into all the materialistic things. And such like that. And a lot of various analysis will point to that and point down that road. But who is more greedy and materialistic than the United States? What other country out there just loves their stuff and loves to control people?
Oh, yeah.
Even back then, even more back then, because now, like I said, because with the globalism, there's some kind of different stuff going on. The U.S. still has, you know, a strong power of influence around American hegemony. Y'all familiar with the word hegemony? You know what that means?
Jesus Christ, Graham.
What?
Make me look that up now.
I'll tell you what it means. I brought up a page.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Okay, well, there it says, the predominance of one state or social group over others. Predominance of the USA over everybody else. Leadership, preponderant influence, or authorita, usually applied to the relations of a government or state to its neighbors or confederates.
Right.
So these countries out there thinking the United States is this big buddy of theirs. Yeah, sure, they are. They're your big buddy, as long as you do exactly what they tell you to do.
Right.
Now, Flash pointed it out. He thinks England is as bad as the U.S. is or was in the early 70s, but not so much. England used to be that way, of course. Great Britain, the sun never sets on the British Empire, and they had stolen lands all over the world, which, you know, they still have control over many of those lands, but they didn't have the iron fist, or they don't have the iron fist of what the United States does with its money and with its military.
Right. Well, if you take the three city-states of London, the Vatican, and D.C.,
right,
D.C. is the military branch of it.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
Right, and England, Great Britain, is the financial.
Yep.
Right, and the Vatican is the spiritual, they call it, but
yeah,
I don't know how much spirituality comes out of the Catholic Church.
No, they're evil, dude.
They are.
The Vatican's evil, all right?
Yeah, they are. But America still believes in its own hegemony and its own American exceptionalism.
Some people do. I don't know.
Well, no, the country, the government.
The country does, right. But the people, I don't know about that.
Right. And you know who the people are that do believe in American hegemony. And because you can see them on Twitter or listen to them on the radio, it's these freaking neocons. They're still out there. And they believe, and you'll hear it time and time again, oh, America's the greatest country that ever was. Based on what? How is that? I mean, you're out there just killing people in several countries at all times. I don't know how's that showing greatness. Because you like to go in there and force your, quote, democracy, unquote, upon them, whether they want it or not. So, yeah, I, you know, So I don't think being the big bully of the world makes you the greatest country of the world.
No.
And if you look at things like that, there's various places that list like a freedom index showing which people of which country believe that they're the most free. The United States is way down the list. We're not even in the frickin' top 10. More like, I think, 35 or 40, somewhere in that range as far as being a free country. Which, to me, the more freedom a country has, the better that country is. And that goes to a lot of different factors, you know. Whether it be the laws that are imposed upon you, the taxes that are imposed upon you, just the society's look at people in general. Do they leave their people alone, or do they go out there and force them into doing things the way the state wants it done?
Right.
That I mean, so you know, so when people say, "Oh, I love my country, but I hate the government," what does that mean? Do you know what that means?
It means they love, like, the scenery.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there are places that are beautiful in this
country.
Oh,
no, it's a beautiful country, no question about that.
I think that's what they mean. They don't mean, you know, they're, like, some patriot or something like that.
Okay.
I think it's actually anti-patriotic to say that you hate the government.
Well, I'm sure it is. But that's always been such like a confusing thing to me. Kind of like, well, I support the troops, but I don't support the war. Well,
that's ass backwards. Anyone that thinks that is a moron.
Right, there you go, asinine. if the troops weren't there, there wouldn't be a war. The war's over at that point, because if you got nobody to go out there and kill the other people that don't want to be out there trying to kill you, which that's, you know, what wars are. They scoop up all the poor people from their countries and say, all right, you're going to go over there. These guys are our enemy, and you have to kill them because they're going to be trying to kill you, without really questioning the reasons, the why behind
right.
it. And people, you know, still think that wars like Afghanistan or Iraq are somehow protecting our freedoms here, which, of course, our freedoms are all but gone at this point.
Right.
And unless you're doing exactly what the government says to do, then you're a terrible person. You're a lawbreaker. You're anti-government at that point. So, you know, when these people are, you know, saying these kind of things, I just have to shake my head and look at them cross-eyed and say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. People believe what they believe, and it's just like, you can't convince them, and I just gave up trying, because it's like, you can't convince people.
No, and I understand.
Not unless they want to know.
I understand how people could have been duped into a lot of things, like World War I and World War II, because, I mean, the information was controlled so tightly back then.
Right.
You basically had one news source, and, well, now we got 1,000 news sources, but if it's any of the mainstream ones, it's still all coming from the same news source. And so when people say, well, you need to give me some reliable information from a reputable source, they're talking about things like CNN or NBC as if somehow that's a reputable news source.
Right. Well, they come across, the news, the mainstream media comes across as being the end-all, be-all, and they don't lie, and they don't skew the news, but we all know that's not true.
Absolutely.
I mean, some people still eat that up, but...
Oh, a lot of people. A lot of people do.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can't convince them otherwise. You can't, you know, you can say, you know, the government has been lying your whole life to you. Oh, no!
Right.
They wouldn't do that.
And everything you learned in those history books was wrong.
Right. And it's like, come on, you guys. You guys got to see the forest through the trees. Think for yourself.
Now, I do believe, to some degree, that this this fake plandemic thing may have woken or is still waking some people up to the reality that government is full of crap. Some people that you and I could never, you know, grab by their lapels and shake into acceptance that what they've learned is nonsense. But I think what they're seeing with you know, just all of the disconnections, you know, from when they said this one day and they said something else the next day. And so I think a lot of people are looking at, okay, like these mask mandates that a lot of people still have, a lot of places still have. New Mexico being one of them. That they're saying, well, wait a minute. Okay, because look what, you know, when Texas came out and said, all right, all COVID stuff is over. And their numbers fell and continue to fall and are continuing now to fall. And so they're free down there. They don't have to wear masks. They don't have to lock down. All their businesses are open. But here, where the businesses are still being destroyed at this point in time, and they're looking right to our neighbor to the south, and they're saying, hey, what the hell's going on? Because you know, those people are down there, they're running their businesses, everything's fine.
Yeah. I know.
Right. Well, that's the whole, Beth Z points out, it shows how easily most will comply, even knowing that they've been lied to all this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what is that? That's cognitive dissonance.
Right, and they're, you know, the whole, everything they do is based upon fear. So the fear is the biggest controller. I mean, that's what that's what they use in the biggest way. And that fear can be pushed by any of those three city-states you mentioned. The Vatican certainly pushes fear. The monetary system certainly pushes fear. And, of course, the military system pushes fear.
Right.
So so they can all work together with this one big thing. And I don't know what the end goal of all this is. But America, U.S., still feels, believes in its hegemony and believes that it could go out there and push other nations around. Now there was a little sliver of good news yesterday, speaking of the dollar's hegemony, although we know where that comes from. It's the Rothschilds that give the money to the U.S. Anyway, the little sliver was that El Salvador said, we are going to now accept Bitcoin on an equal par with our own currency.
I saw that.
It will be a good, valid currency. Now, of course, today, not the World Economic Forum, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, came out and said, whoa, we may have a problem with this, which, of course, they're going to have a problem with anybody using as a national currency money that they don't create and control. So there's other countries, many other countries, looking at what El Salvador did, not many smaller countries, of course, saying, hey, that looks like a great idea. That's a good way to get out from under the thumb, under the boot heel of this global economic system that's been destroying and controlling us for so long. So that'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But, you know, the IMF likes to control and pressure people. I don't know if you recall what happened in Ukraine back when the quote, revolution took place, which was not a revolution. I forget what year that was, 2008, somewhere in there, maybe 2010, 2012. When just before Russia, Crimea decided to join Russia, which, of course, the rest of the world said that Russia annexed Crimea, which they didn't do. that Crimea said, get us the hell away from Ukraine. And Russia said, come on back, man. You used to be part of us. Come on back. And they voted. It was like a 98% vote thing there to leave Ukraine and join back into Russia, which, of course, the U.S. and all the NATO countries said, oh, Russia annexed Ukraine. Nah. Not so much. Anyway, the IMF went into Ukraine just before the revolution sprung up and said, look, we'll strike you a deal that will get you out of all your massive debt. We will fund you going forward as long as you take our selected leader to go there and you agree to all these terms, which means you'll be beholden to us for the next forever. And, of course, we want all your gold, too. So that's what happened. The IMF went in there and stole all their freaking gold and put their own little puppet guy in there, who was not even really a Ukrainian, and said he's now the leader of the country after this phony revolution that they had.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, that's how they do it, Ben. They love pushing their weight around, and they know they can do it, especially when a country's on the outs with as far as financially it goes. And look what they did to Greece, and they're still screwing Greece over. But the quote leaders unquote of Greece had to go ahead and agree with all of that, which they did because they realized they were gonna go bankrupt if they kept on going the way that they were going, which to me would have been far preferential than to signing a deal with the frickin' devil. Which I think that pretty much amounts to, right?
What?
I think signing a deal with the IMF...
Oh, yeah.
...pretty much is equal to signing a deal with the devil. You're screwing everybody in your country over for, beyond the foreseeable future. It's crazy stuff. But then, after that happened, after that revolution and the IMF deal is when Joe and Hunter Biden went over there and set up all their dirty deals.
Oh,
which of course you can't talk about now. That's taboo shit.
Nope, you're not supposed to bring that up anymore. That didn't happen.
No. Yeah, but oh yeah. Yeah, it happened. It happened big time. So that's what happens is you get your countries like the U.S. coming in, following along behind, whatever deals the IMF makes.
Right.
And making other deals in, darkened rooms, to benefit themselves. And of course, Joe and Hunter Biden, they really had no power on their own without him being the vice president at
that
point.
They're pieces of crap.
Oh, total pieces of crap.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's laughable.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, it truly is laughable. Yeah.
So that's kind of my...
They just swept that under the rug. They don't want anybody bringing that up anymore.
No, not whatsoever.
Joe's over there in England, and they're getting ready to do this G7 thing.
Oh, yeah, with Bojo.
They do every year, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's laugh-fest. It's really laughable.
Right.
Joe's still wearing a mask, even though he's supposedly been vaccinated. It's like, why are you wearing a mask if you're freaking vaccinated? Don't they work?
It's part of the show.
Oh, they're safe and effective. All right, then why is he still wearing a mask?
Right. Well, that's all part of the show.
Right.
he's that's only for PR. I'm sure he doesn't do that when there's no cameras around.
I mean, I have not seen, I mean, I know how bad they pushed the flu shot in years past, but with this COVID shot,
oh, right.
They are over the top, dude.
Way, way over the top.
And they're, you know, I believe at this point, what, the vaccines have been out there for, what, a couple months now, right?
Oh, since December. Since December, so that's...
Yeah, so what the hell? The people that want them have already gotten them, you know, and they're trying to do this bribery thing.
Right.
It's like, when they start doing that, you got to question it.
Well, you know what comes after the bribery doesn't work?
Force,
right.
Yep, or you have to be vaccinated to do this or do that, and blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah, and a lot of companies are following right along, saying, if you want to work here, if you want to shop here, then you have to prove you're vaccinated.
They're not doing that here. I don't know where they're doing that, but they're not doing that yet here.
Okay, well, I don't...
In Wisconsin, I don't know...
You don't have companies out there saying you have to be vaxxed to work here?
No.
Really?
No.
What about you, like, your medical...
I don't know where that's coming from. A lot of people are saying that. I have not seen that.
Oh, I've read this a lot, bunch
of
stories.
The University of Wisconsin system already said they're not going to make kids have the freaking vaccines to go to school.
Well, what about, like, your medical places?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I know that when I went on an interview one time to a medical clinic, you had to get the flu shot or you couldn't work there, and I said, fuck you.
Right.
And that is wrong. I'm sorry, it's freaking wrong. Whatever happened to my body, my choice.
Oh, no, that only counts when it works in their favor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
in the racism thing, and I'm going to say this again.
All right.
And I've said it for a long time.
Okay.
The government wants us to be racist because we're divided that way. They can divide us that way.
Sure.
In reality, the government looks at all of us the motherfucking same.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck what your race is.
No, they
don't. We're all part, if you're not them, you're one of us, and it's not a big club, and you're not in it. But they promote racism, they promote sexism, they promote all these ways for people to be divided and against each other.
Sure.
When in reality, the government looks at all of us the fucking same.
Oh, yeah.
All right? We're just a number to them.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand why people do not freaking get that.
Exactly.
You guys are missing the fucking point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're playing right into their hand.
Right.
Into the racism crap.
Oh, sure. Whatever.
Or sexism or whatever. Religion, abortion.
Right.
Whatever.
Ageism, you know, and then they started that whole okay boomer crap.
Right.
Anyway, I noticed they're talking about the virus and where it came from, assuming it actually exists in the first place.
Right.
How this virus was created was it was designed at the behest of the Department of Defense, United States Department of Defense. And after they designed it here in the U.S., they shipped it up to a lab in Canada, similar to the Wuhan lab. And then they have the Canadian lab ship it over to Wuhan, where they instructed those people to leak it out to the public. That's where the virus came from. Like I said, assuming it's even an actual real virus that exists out there, which it probably is, because of the fact that they wanted to get this thing out there and see how quickly it would spread.
Right.
Of course, it's never been isolated in the wild by a test lab, so they can never actually prove that it existed. And just like with their tests, their tests are meaningless. They test somebody with this special cycling test, and they keep on cycling and cycling that until it gets down far enough where it's going to detect anything, and then they can call it COVID at that point. So.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that movie in the Georgia Guidestones, Grim? Wind or something?
It's Dark Clouds Over Elberton.
Dark Clouds Over Elberton.
Right.
Yes.
If you're looking at the Georgia Guidestones and thinking that's a big globalist thing, if you watch that film, you'll understand you went along with the crowd. I wouldn't say you've been duped, because I don't think anybody was pushing it except for us crazy conspiracy theorists.
What is it called? Something Elberton?
Elberton, Elberton. Which is the town where the Georgia Guidestones are.
Dark Clouds Over Elberton. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So if you watch that film, you'll realize the origin of those were not any kind of globalist organization. It was a little domestic, racist group of guys.
Right.
That had some money. They put it together. And, So I pushed the whole Georgia Guidestone stuff for years, because I believed it, because it was a mystery, because I didn't know.
Right, no one knew, yeah.
Yeah, and these guys went out there, and they did all the research on it, and they found the guy that funded that and designed it, and man, I'm telling you, I'm not saying that the globalists don't want to reduce the population by 95%. They probably do, to a large percent anyway. But they didn't put that thing up. So I would suggest, check that film out. And yes, they were all Masons.
There you go.
And they're all racists. When they say to keep the population using a smart manner, I forgot the exact wording. What they're talking about basically is white Anglo Protestants. that's what they wanted. Oh God.
Oh, I know.
I know. It's funny, but that film. I was a little depressed after watching it. I believed this for so long.
Yeah.
It was one of those thoughts in my head that had been there for a long time. Oh, these, global scumbags, they want to kill us all. They even put it up there in writing, which seems like something they would do.
Right.
So don't, cast away your ideas that the globalists want to kill you, because they do.
They do.
But just on that one little piece of, marble, or those, whatever, how many pieces of marble are there that they had built and carved and did in mystery by Mr. What was his name? R.C. Christian. So,
I know. It's crazy stuff.
It is. It's a crazy ass world. Anyway, I have another story here that's not about this whole American hegemony thing here that I found just before the show, but it's something that could be coming our way here at any point in time. Well, it's coming our way right now. I don't know why I say it at any point in time. I mean, if you go out to the grocery store, or if you go to the Home Depot, you'll realize it's already here. But this article over on Zero Hedge, 5 signs that America's raging inflation crisis is accelerating. Which I'm telling you, man, you go out and it doesn't even matter where. I mean, you can shop at places that used to have discount stuff, that discount stuff now costs more than the premium stuff did. Of course, the premium stuff also went up. It's just here. This is by Michael Snyder of the Economic Collapse blog. The pace at which conditions are changing is catching a lot of people off guard, I'd been prepared. I knew this was all coming. Of course, when they started, producing trillions of dollars out of thin air, all those trillions, and they're still doing more. All those trillions had to affect the spending power of the U.S. dollar. For U.S. Anyway, so here in the U.S., we have been in a low inflation environment for most of the past four decades, and so many Americans don't even have a frame of reference for what a high inflationary environment looks like. But now we are facing an inflation crisis that is unlike anything we have seen since Jimmy Carter era back in the 70s. And of course, you couldn't blame all of the inflation in the Jimmy Carter era on Jimmy Carter. He just happened to come up after Nixon discarded the gold standard and the silver standard. And so it was his poor timing for being a president during that era. But of course, he was a wildly crazy, tax and spend Democrat, which didn't help any. But again, there wasn't really much that was going to be done once you removed the gold standard off the dollar and just let the Federal Reserve just print money out the ass, which is what happened, of course. And you knew that back then by seeing the price of gold and silver skyrocket. Anyway, in response to the Corona Bologna plandemic, governments around the world have been borrowing and spending colossal mountains of money, and global central banks have been absolutely flooding their respective financial systems with new cash, they call it. These measures were taken to stimulate the worldwide economy, but in the process, a horrific inflation monster has been created, and it will not be tamed easily. In fact, national governments and global central banks continue to do the very same things that created the horrific inflation monster in the first place.
Right.
So I'll just give you the bullet points of the five things here. Number one, inflation tends to hit those at the very bottom of the economic food chain the hardest. But at this point, even most millionaires say they are concerned about inflation. Number two, the biggest banks in the world are now sounding the alarm about the inflation crisis. They're the ones that brought it about. I don't know whether. Anyway, this week, a team of analysts from Deutsche Bank, or Deutsche Bank, as I like to call them, warned that neglecting inflation leaves global economies sitting on a time bomb. And it's ticking. It's ticking. Number three, housing prices continue to soar into the stratosphere in the U.S. These days, investment funds, wealthy individuals, and foreigners are all gobbling up homes in anticipation of making huge profits. And this is making things extremely difficult for ordinary home buyers. Earlier, I found the following message from one exasperated home shopper on a popular discussion forum. It's crazy. Soon as it hits the market, tons of offers, mostly investors and flippers. Real estate agents tell me things like, "We've got rich guys as far out as Hawaii buying houses sight unseen. They'll even buy them in bulk. Anything from dumps to mansions. We got Chinese snatching up properties. Bill Gates businesses." And I said, yep. Flippers. Like I said, flippers. It's impossible. Auction sites along with government-seized properties are flooded at the same types. And let me just tell you something about this. When you got all these kind of people hunting down your properties to buy.
Yeah.
One thing they're looking at is they're looking for people that are delinquent on their property taxes. And then
right.
As soon as you get a delinquent mark on your property taxes, these people will file a lien against your property. And they will buy that property right out from under you for pennies on the dollar. So if you own a piece of property, pay them freaking property taxes on time. Pay them early, because otherwise one of these scumbags will come and snatch it, and you will be screwed.
Yep.
Anyway, number four, used car prices have now officially entered absurd territory. This week we learned that used vehicle value index has shot up by 26% so far this year alone. 26%. And number five, of course, I kind of mentioned, food prices continue to surge higher. And as I continue to see reports of intermittent shortages around the nation, down in Florida, Papa B's owner, Lori Ham, says that only a limited number of cases of chicken wings are being made available to restaurants in her area. And she also says that the price for such cases has nearly doubled since the start of the year. So there's shortages, and the prices are going through the roof. And it's all crazy shit, man. It's all crazy freaking shit. And it's not going to be getting better anytime soon. So you might want to I don't know. I don't even know what you do at this point. What do? How do you prepare?
I don't know.
How do you prepare?
I don't know. You just keep on keeping on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can really do.
I mean, eventually, you know, like I talked about sometime last year, I think it was on Grim Leftovers, the Weimarization of the United States.
Right.
And that's where it's going, into hyperinflation.
Yep. Big time.
Yeah, so, wow.
Lucky us.
So,
wow.
So this and this points all, of course, back to the globalists and that Klaus Strauss or whatever the fuck his name is.
Schwab,
Klaus Schwab, and as Rob pointed out earlier in the chat, you'll own nothing and you'll like it. Which means that that means your house. That means probably cars. They'll probably figure out a way to get you out of your own personal vehicle. They don't want you in those. They don't want you to be able to buy anything. They want that to all be, you know, here. Have the government hand over food and or money to you, and then you're under their control.
Right.
For all that time. So. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so who is the lady now? If it was the United States, at least according to
it still is.
At least according
probably
to Led Zeppelin back at that point in time, or at least that's my take, or that was the take of my teacher, at you know in the 10th grade. He's the one that pointed out to me. So, yeah, if it was the United States at that point in time, and it makes perfect sense that it would be, who is it now?
Right.
Is it, I mean, because since everything's so global at this point, are we getting...
The Queen of England.
Or are we starting to point back up to the Rothschilds?
Yeah, the Rothschilds. The Queen is the Rothschilds, basically.
Well, the Rothschilds control her, too.
Yeah.
They're the ones, you know, the Red Shield. They handle all of it. Along with the Vatican and D.C.
Right.
They're the money people. I don't know. If at this point in time, maybe it the lady that maybe it was all the time all along could have been. Could have been them, and it just seemed, or the way it appeared, was it the U.S., because the U.S. was the big bully, the U.S. is still the big bully, but, they go out there and they force people into doing what they want them to do.
I mean, you can't touch them. That's why people can't kill them.
No, most people never even heard of the Rothschilds.
Yeah. You can't touch them. They're untouchable.
Right.
You can't do it. They're too protected.
Yeah, and
you gotta know where they are. I mean, it's easier said than done.
Absolutely. And you'll never find
taking
them.
Taking someone out.
Yeah, you'll never find them with a sniper rifle.
No. They make it so you don't even know who the fuck they are.
Right.
You know, it's Biden and Putin and whatever. It's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I don't know. When was it, like 2008? Ron Paul Remember Ron Paul? He you know, had his grassroots group going, and he started something called the Tea Party. Now, immediately, within days of this Tea Party springing up, it was co-opted. Co-opted. And
right.
And I won't necessarily place that all on Glenn Beck, but a large portion of it goes to that. As soon as something comes up that looks like a powerful grassroots operation, they will move their people in, and they will sound reasonably close to what the original idea was for that grassroots group. And they'll bring in, they can buy a lot of people and bring them into these groups and say, Tea Party, oh yeah, that's us, we're here. We're not the Ron Paul people. No. We're the tri-corner hat people. We're the patriots of the U.S., which of course they're not. They're not out there for freedom in any way whatsoever. They're out there for whatever the neocon belief was at that point in time. Sure, Palin was involved too. it was nuts. But that was a Ron Paul operation, and he was just doing it to try and get people to reject all these government institutions. And once it was co-opted, they immediately were not for auditing the Fed or getting rid of the Fed or getting rid of the FBI or CIA or NSA or TSA or any of them. They were all for all those groups. No. They just wanted to get rid of whoever their political opponents were, which is, of course, a joke. Their political opponents are not really their opponents. They're just like the other side of the play. You know, they're the protagonist to the antagonist there. And they do it over and over and over again, these same tricks, and people just fall for it every time.
People,
you know, freaking Black Lives Matter. You know, that may have actually started as pissed off people that were just sick and disgusted with the kind of crap these cops do and get away with, and they're still getting away with, of course. But immediately after that started too, you see that fist symbol. Which is a globalist socialist type of trap, which of course, you know, even at that, you know, with the Soros involvement there, whenever you see that fist in different groups, which of course we saw in Occupy Wall Street. Any of these grassroots groups that spring up that appear to be maybe gathering a little power. People listening to them, they will immediately get co-opted and push down the path that the globalists want you to go to. So, December 16th, that was when the Boston Tea Party happened in 1773, I believe. Right,
no.
And the money bomb and all that great stuff. And then
the actual Tea Party, Grim.
Yeah, the actual Tea Party happened in December.
She's not talking about that, though.
No, but that's what they used. That's why they used
the name,
Tea Party.
Yeah.
The money bomb, Ron Paul money bomb. And so they started the Tea Party December 16th because it was the same date, you know, all these years later.
Okay.
You know, 1773, I do believe the original or the official Boston Tea Party happened. So, but then immediately after Ron Paul did his money bomb and made all that money, all the other politicians, oh, we're going to do a money bomb too. Woo!
Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. Crazy stuff.
And you look back, you know, now from here we are in 2021, to the somewhat tranquil days of throughout the 2000s, which were of course craziness going on, you know, with the whole 9/11 nonsense and the Patriot Act and of course the TSA they were talking about here, right? All this different stuff that went on But you look at it now and it's like, wow, those days were not actually all that bad.
Right.
Yeah, Donna. The Pauls did laugh all the way. I mean, they made a lot of money off of that. And they made money off. I mean, I donated a good bit of my own cash to Ron Paul's campaign. So, yeah, I got suckered in. but I learned a lot. I learned a lot from that and from the Libertarian Party, which I was a part of at that point. Because, yeah, going to the Libertarian Party convention, national convention, oh, I learned a lot from that. And they are not libertarians, those people in the Libertarian Party. All they want is the same power that the Republicans and Democrats have. They want the same standing, the same foot in the door. And they still want to control everybody and everything the same way that the two, quote, mainstream parties do. So, yeah, and so that was it for me. That was my final conversion, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
From minarchist to small government dude to anarchist. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I was finished at that point. I mean, because if this party could not, this party of principle, they called it. Ha!
Yeah.
And instead of picking somebody, they had some very decent candidates there, but instead of picking any of them, they went with Bob Frickin' Barr. And I don't know if you know him, but he's a massive neocon. And it's just like, holy hell. And the reason they picked him, well, he's got a big national name. Yeah, but look who he is.
Yeah.
Mary Ruitt, man. She was freaking awesome. She was an anarchist, pretty much. She could have done some good, but wow.
Right.
just crazy.
I don't know. It's just like it gets more and more bizarre every day.
I met Mary. She was a real nice lady. Yeah.
She's still out there.
She's still out there. I still follow her on Twitter. She's.
Yep.
Yeah, she's still out there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she's doing, but...
Yeah, anyway, if you're trying to win a political position, and I don't care what freaking party it is, you could be call yourself the Anarchist Party, but you're a party, means you're trying to win control over people through governmental means. Then you're not an anarchist. You can call yourself whatever you want, like I said, but yeah. Oh, yeah, it was definitely a very good lesson. I learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Man.
I mean, you know, we know what happened, but...
I really liked the one meme I saw, I don't know when I saw it, a few years back. It was Ron Paul sitting there saying, damn, all the... people that were my supporters are now anarchists.
Right.
Look what I've done. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Man.
Yeah. It's just Biden was speaking today, and I caught a little bit of it, and pushing the vaccines.
Oh,
they're still pushing that hard. It's like, shut up, dude.
Oh,
people that have gotten that want them have already gotten them.
Well, now they want
the bribing and all this crap. Like, really?
Now they want all the rich countries to push them on all the poor countries.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. So now they want to make sure that everybody on the planet, somehow gets this poison.
Yep.
They want all that DNA converted.
Yep.
So it's easily manipulate people.
He actually called it an mRNA vaccine today.
Well, that's good. Nobody knows what that
I'm
means.
I'm like, you're
but that's
a fucking
good.
Liar.
Right, yeah.
It's not a vaccine.
Not a vaccine.
mRNA.
Right, it's mRNA. It's a DNA manipulator.
Yeah, and... you know, they use the term vaccine because everyone's used to that term.
Oh, sure,
right?
Sure.
But
just like,
that's
just
another
like,
way how they trick everybody.
Yeah, just like they use the term virus for this COVID crap.
Yeah.
Which, of course,
right.
It's not. It's a...
No.
It's a different animal altogether.
Yeah.
If, again, if it even exists.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yep,
anyway, I
RNA.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up this topic today. Because, you know, like I said, America still believes in their own exceptionalism, American exceptionalism.
Right.
And you look around at the world, and the rest of the world ain't buying it, for the most part. Of course, their governments talk and act as if they're still buying it.
Oh, yeah.
But the people, you know, the people realize, no, you guys aren't, you're not good. You're not good people. You don't do good things.
Right.
And so... And you know, I've, you know, thought about this for, you know, many, many years, about how America acts and behaves around the world and how it pushes people around and how it'll go in and just destroy countries and wipe out beautiful countries and make them into total crap holes and then say, all right, now you got democracy. Aren't you happy? Which, of course, they're not. Their countries, their beautiful modern countries, are now destroyed because they were doing something that the globalists didn't like. So, yeah.
I'm not calling it a vaccine.
No.
Biden called it a vaccine. I called it mRNA. I said they use the term vaccine because that's what everyone's used to, and that's another way that they trick people into getting the freaking shot.
Sure.
It's not a vaccine. It's mRNA.
Yeah.
I don't accept their fucking terms.
No.
On a radio show discussing the topic.
Right.
And I did say, Biden is calling it.
Okay. I think we got it.
A vaccine. And so is all the other people. But we all know that it's not.
Right. You know, you hear all these stupid commercials on the radio or whatever.
Oh,
you gotta, you know, do your part as a good citizen.
Do your part.
Get vaccinated. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they trick us. That's how they trick people, not me. Because I don't trust them. Why would I trust them for that?
Or anything else.
Right. Oh, I trust them some of the time.
That doesn't work.
Right. That does not work. You either do or you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they lied about this, and this. But they're not lying about this. It's like, what is wrong with you?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's used all the time, Beth. The media calls it a vaccine. The president and the prime ministers, they call it a vaccine. We know it isn't. Some people know it isn't.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just easier, I guess, to say it that way, but even though it's wrong. So you try and correct people as much as you can, but people don't actually get it when you tell them it's not a vaccine.
No, they don't. They're like, what do you mean? That's what the government says it is.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, use the term. I call it either the COVID shot or mRNA shot. I do not call it a vaccine. When I see people calling it a vaccine, I type in the chat, it is not a vaccine. Doc, the redneck dentist, he calls it a vaccine. No, it's not. Do not call it that, please.
Well, he got it right.
I hate to call people out, but what I'm saying is, he, don't use their terms.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, anyway, we're out of time.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Maybe you got something out of it. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully.
we'll be back next week with episode 15. Who knows what the topic will be then.
We don't know yet.
Let's see. Tomorrow, nothing live tomorrow that I know of. Redneck Dennis is not on this Saturday. Because he'll be on Tuesday instead of Saturday. I think Flash will be on the Dark Show. I can't be sure. He did a special sneak show last night. and then Sunday, we got a regular Sunday lineup. Anyway, thanks everybody again. Love y'all. And anything else?
Nope.
All right. Peace.
Peace.